我愿意聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年8月28日，星期五。我们今天非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们圣爱者的 Cover Chandra Maharaj， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿不加饭歌的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Punjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Ope Jana Balaba Ivaradha Gopi Jana Balaba Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Vrabha Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randa Namatira Vraja Yamanatira Vanacha Jai Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Jai Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadha Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadha Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Natira Natcha Yamuna Tira Anacha Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabiha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Bhagavad Gita chapter 11 text 55
不加饭歌第十一章第五十五诗节。
This verse is said to be the essence of the Bhagavad Gita.
这节诗呢被说成是不加饭歌的实质。
Mat karma krin mat paramo mat bhakta sangha vargita.Nivairya sarva bhuteshu yatsa mameti panda mat karma krin mat paramo mat bhakta sangha vargita Nivairya sarva bhuteshu yatsa mameti panda mat karma krin mat paramoMad bhakta sangha vargita Naivarya sarva bhuteshu Yat samam eti pandava Okay, we'll do the words. Mad karma krit.
Mad karma krit.
Engage in doing my work.
为我工作
Mad parama.
Mad Parama
Considering me the supreme.
认为我是至尊者
Mad Bhakta
Madhvaka.
Engage in my devotional service.
为我做奉献服务。
Sangavarjita.
Sangavarjita.
Freed from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation.
摆脱了功利性活动和心智思辨的污染。
Nirvaira, without an enemy.
Nirvaira, 没有敌人。
Sarvabhuteshu.
Sarvabhuteshu.
Among all living entities.
在所有的众生中。Maharaj?
Yeah, one who.
Yeah, 谁?
Sa, me, he.
Sa, 他.
Mom, unto me.
Mom, 向我.
Eti, comes.
Eti, 来到.
Pandava.
Pandava.
Oh, son of Pandu.
Pandu 的儿子。
My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, and he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, certainly comes to me.
译文：我亲爱的尔朱呢，谁为我做纯粹的奉爱服务，摆脱了功利性活动和心智思辨的污染？谁为我工作，以我为他生命的最高目标，善待众生，谁就必然来到我这里。
Yao Tzu, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.This is a long purport because this is the essence of the whole Gita and the summary of this whole big chapter.
要旨由释迦牟尼提供。那么这段要旨呢很长，因为这节诗呢是整个薄伽梵歌的实质，所以呢释迦牟尼给了很长的注解。所以我们要看我们到底能看多少。
Anyone who wants to approach.The supreme of all personalities of Godhead on the Krishna Loka planet in the spiritual sky and be intimately connected with the supreme personality of Krishna must take this formula as stated by the supreme himself. Therefore, this verse is considered the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a book directed to the conditioned souls who are engaged in the material world with the purpose of lording it over nature.And you do not know the real spiritual life. Okay.
要想接近灵性天空中 Krishna Loka 星球上的全体人格守神中至尊的一位，要想与至尊主 Krishna 有亲密的关系，就必须按至尊主本人说明的这个公式去做。因此，这节诗被认为是薄伽梵歌的实质。薄伽梵歌是一部受一部指导受制约灵魂的书。受制约的灵魂带着支配自然的目的置身于物质世界，不了解真正的生活灵性生活。Yes.
The Bhagavad Gita is meant to show how one can understand his spiritual existence and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality and to teach one how to go back home, back to Godhead. Now, here is the verse which clearly explains the process by which one can attain success in the spiritual activity, devotional service.
薄伽梵歌的目的是阐明人如何能够了解自己的灵性存在，了解自己与至尊性与 与至尊性人的永恒关系。教导人应该回归家园，回到守神的身边。现在这节诗在此清楚地解释了灵性生活中获得成功的方式，那就是奉爱服务。
That's the first paragraph, which is complete in itself. Om Agana Timiranda Syaganandjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Saja Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vichakam Cha Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha De Satarane Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namaha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Vidayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Krishna Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Vidatate Gopesha Gopesha Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Okay, so this is a good one. If anybody wants to understand Bhagavad Gita in a simple, you know, a quick statement, you can refer them to this verse. It's the essence.
就是刚才我们读的这个要旨呢，只读了前面这第一段，然后这第一段的内容呢，本来它就是完整的。那么这首诗节呢，因为它是整部国家放歌的实质的诗节，所以任何一位人他如果是想要很快的了解国家放歌中的内容的话呢，那就可以把这一节诗推荐给他读。
And Krishna is definitely stressing his own personality in himself.
那么Krishna 他毫无疑问是称自己是人格的。
He says, my pure devotional service. Work for me.
因为他这里面就讲到了我的纯粹的奉爱服务，为我而工作。
Makes me the supreme goal of life.
让我成为生命中的至尊的目标。
He certainly comes to me.
你肯定是会能来到我这儿。
But my body doesn't say, well, he didn't mean himself. He means something else. But
但是 Mayavadi 却说呢， Krishna 在这里面真正不是指的是他自己，指的是其他的什么。
So, and this point, free from fruitive activities and mental speculation, there's that verse by Rupa Goswami, which is quoted so, Anyam Vilasita Sunyam, Yana Karmandina Vitamas. Just devotional service.
而在这里呢，也讲了要免除功利性果动和心智推敲，然后说是要 Rupa Goswami 在奉爱服务的甘露之阳里面也讲了这个诗节，就说呢，只是纯粹的奉爱服务。
So we get a lot of questions, how can I chant this way? How can I do this? This is telling us. We have to keep in mind the goal is Krishna. We're trying to, whatever we're doing, we're chanting is for Krishna, we're cooking is for Krishna, we're talking teaching, it's for Krishna. We're working even our ordinary job, taking care of our family. But it's for Krishna, because everything comes from Krishna.
因为我呢被问，就是很多人问我这样的问题，就是我应该怎么念诵呢，或者我应该怎么去做这件事或做那样的事情，所以这里面就跟我们说的很清楚，就无论我们在做任何事情的时候，无论我们是在念诵的时候，或者我们在做饭的时候，或者是我们在进行世俗的工作的时候，所有的这一切我们在内心都应该想着，我做的这一件事情都是为 Krishna 而做的。
So Prabhupada is saying the Bhagavad Gita is meant to teach us to understand our spiritual existence and our relationship with Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada 就讲到呢，这个《薄伽梵歌》它的目的和用意所在，就是为了要教导我们的灵性的存在，以及我们和 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
Come back to Godhead.
要回到守神的身边，要回到家里。
And we see how many times it says back home, back to God. That means we've been there before, somehow we left.
那我们也听到了就这样的说法，就是回到守神的身边，回归家园。那就意味着我们之前其实是在那儿的，但是出于某种原因我们离开了那里。
Okay, now the next verse. So as the purport goes on, Prabhupada is explaining like each step because it's teaching us how to do devotional service.
那这个要旨呢，舍尔帕帕他是逐一渐进的往前推进的，是来告诉我们应该如何去进行奉爱服务。
So if we keep the mind, if we know something about Krishna,we keep in mind that we want to attain and be with Krishna, that Goloka is such a much better place, then we can keep going.
因为如果我们要是始终保持着对 Krishna 的某些觉知，并且呢想着我们要想去到 Goloka, 想和 Krishna 在一起的话，那也就意味着他始终会推进着我们向那个目标前行。
Just like fruitive workers, they know if they keep working, they'll get their money or they'll get a promotion, whatever. And that motivates them. They have some goal. People that have no goal, they won't work.
那就比如说像功利性活动者，因为他知道如果他要是努力的工作的话呢，他就能赚到钱，他就能得到提升。所以呢，这是他的动机。如果是一个人，他要是没有任何动机的话呢，他是没有办法活动的。
So we want to understand that the ultimate goal. There's so many immediate goals, but the ultimate goal is to be with Krishna.
所以呢，我们必须要了解我们至尊的目标是什么。那在这之间呢，有很多的中间的这些目标。但是我们要知道，我们就是最终极的目标呢，是想和 Krishna 在一起。
Next paragraph. As far as work is concerned, one should transfer his energy entirely to Krishna consciousness activities.Stated in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar Devotion 2255, Anya Bilasita Anya Anasaktam Visayan Yataram Upayunjita Nirbanda Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchite. No work should be done by any man except in relationship to Krishna. This is called Krishna Karma.One may be engaged in various activities, but one should not be attached to the result of his work. The result should be done for Krishna only. One may be engaged in business, but to transform it into Krishna, one has to do business for Krishna. Okay, that's
it. 谈到工作，人应该把自己的精力完全的转移到为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的活动中。正如奉爱服务的纯粹甘露之羊 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 第一篇第二章的第255诗节中所说明的那样，人除了为 Krishna 工作，不应该从事任何其他的活动，这就叫做 Krishna 活动 Krishna Karma。 人也许从事各种不同的活动，但不该执着于自己活动的结果，结果应该只是为了 Krishna。 例如人也许会经商， 但要把这个活动转变成为为 Krishna 做奉爱服务，就必须为 Krishna 而经商。
If Krishna is a proprietor of the business, then Krishna should enjoy the profit of the business. If a businessman is in possession of thousands and thousands of dollars, and if he has to offer all this to Krishna, he can do it. This is work for Krishna. Instead of constructing a big building for his sense gratification, he can construct a nice temple for Krishna, and he can install the deity of Krishna and arrange for the deity's service, as is outlined in authorized books of devotional service.
如果 Krishna 是生意的拥有者，那他就应该享受生意的利润。如果一个腰缠万贯的商人想要把自己的钱献给 Krishna， 那他就是在为 Krishna 而工作。他可以不为自己的感官享乐而盖一幢大楼，相反为 Krishna 建造一座宏伟的神庙，可以按权威的奉爱服务经典中给予他的指示，在庙宇里安放 Krishna 的神像，安排神像服务。
Maybe you can give a question. Just like in India, sometimes businessmen now in their, you know, in their company have partners.
那在印度呢，就是那因为在印度呢，就是很多这个生意人他们是有他们的合作伙伴的。
So they'll make Krishna a partner in their business, the temple, the deity of, especially Tirupati.
Maharaj, I didn't hear the last word, the last sentence you say.
Especially that deity in Tirupati, Balaji, they make that temple, the deity, a partner. So whatever profit, some percentage goes directly to Krishna.
Where is you are mentioning about deity? Where is that?
Tirupati in India.
Tirupati, okay.
The most famous deity in India.
Okay, Tirupati. 那么那个就是就通常人他在做生意的时候呢，会给自己找一个生意伙伴。那么在印度呢，这些印度的生意人他们就会把神像作为自己的生意伙伴。比如在印度最著名的这个神像Tirupati。那么在这个地方的这些印度人呢，他们就会把他们的生意的伙伴定为是 Tirupati 的 Tirupati 神像，所以呢他们只要在生意中要是赚得了任何的钱财，他们就会把这个他的钱财全部都会给这个神像。
So I heard that one devotee, he met one man who had done that. So, you know, 10% of his profit was always going to the temple.
所以呢，我就知道有一位奉献者，他就认识有这么一个这么做生意的人，就每次他早赚到的钱的10%都会送到庙里。
So his business became very big.
他这么做了以后呢，使得他的这个生意越做越红火。
Then he thought, well, you know, I've given enough to Krishna, I don't have to give any more.
然后他就在想，我都已经给 Krishna 给了够多的了，我不能再给他了。
Then the business went down.
那然后呢，这个生意呢就开始往下走了，下坡了。
So he thought, well, I better give to Krishna again.
后来他在想，我最好还是给 Krishna 吧。
Many times like that. So.Whatever we have, we give to Krishna one way or another.
So, in 很多情况都是，无论我们有什么，无论我们有什么，我们都应该以各种各样的方式把它给 Krishna。比如说呢，把我们的家用作为 Krishna。
We have a house, we offer everything to Krishna, we use it for Krishna. We have kirtan in the house, we offer the food to Krishna.
比如说我们有一个家，那我们把这个家里呢用作对 Krishna 的服务，我们在家里面进行 kirtan， 我们在家里面烹制食物，然后把食物供奉给 Krishna。
like Prabhupada's example here, which few people would do, but instead of building a big house, like when the richest man in India, he built his house for something like $1 billion. Billion.
那说爸爸在这里就举了一个建大房子的例子。那比如在印度的非常有钱人，他会花上十亿的美金，上十亿的美金给自己建一个大房子。
He also gives money to one temple, but nothing, not so much. It sounds big, but compared to his house, it's nothing. So that's not.
他也会向庙里面捐一些钱，而且这笔钱呢，听起来数目还挺庞大，但是和他自己的这个房子所花的这个钱来比呢，根本就不算什么。
Sometimes we're giving to Krishna thinking I will get back something by giving to Krishna. But that's not pure devotional service. That's karma, mishra.
有的时候我们在想着向 Krishna 进行了一些供奉，那然后我们就能够从 Krishna 那儿得到一些回报，能够从他那儿得到一些回馈。但是这样的想法它并不是纯粹的奉爱服务。这是果报性活动。
So we want to do whatever we can for Krishna. Then
so much.
Yeah, just so that one should not be attached to the result. The result should be offered to Krishna, and then accept that as prasadam.
所以说呢，我们需要我们在做事情的时候呢，不要依附于做事情的结果。那我们做的一些事情呢，都是为 Krishna 而做的，把它供奉给 Krishna， 然后最后呢，来享受供奉给 Krishna 之后的prasadam。
So the point is, we know that this is actually Krishna's house. Krishna is living there. We're offering everything to Krishna. It's not mine.
所以呢，我们应该理解，就是我们所住的这个房子其实是 Krishna 的房子。我们在这个地方呢，向 Krishna 献上一切。那这房子它并不是我的。
But even if we don't have money to do something big, we can go and clean the temple. We can do some work, cut the grass, like many people do around temples, volunteer service.Pick some flowers and give them to Krishna.
但是就即便是我们没有钱去为 Krishna 建大房子、建大庙，但是我们可以像很多人所做的事情那样，到庙里面去修剪一下草啊，或者是去打扫一下地板呐、啊，然后向神像献上一些鲜花呀。
Quite easy to grow like Tulsi and then offer Tulsi leaf to Krishna, and that's very pleasing to Krishna.
当然，种植突袭还是相对比较容易的，并且呢，把突袭叶献给 Krishna， 这是让 Krishna 非常开心的事儿。
So the next paragraph, the word mat parama refers to one who considers association of Krishna in the supreme abode to be the highest perfection of life.Such a person does not wish to be elevated to higher planets like the moon or sun or heavenly planets or even the highest planet in the universe, Brahmaloka. He has no attraction for that. He's only attracted to being transferred to the spiritual sky. And even in the spiritual sky, he's not satisfied with merging into the glowing effulgence. He wants to go to Goloka Vrindavan.
认为我是至尊者 ，mat parama 一词是指认为在 Krishna 至高无上的住所，与他交往的是最完美的生命境界之人。这种人不想升到像月亮、太阳或者是其他的天堂星球那种高等的星球上去，甚至不愿意到。这个庙宇的最高星球 Brahmaloka 上去，他对那里不感兴趣，却只受 却只受要转至灵性天空中的吸引，即使在灵性天空里，他也并不满足于融入灼热的泛光中，因为他想进入最高的灵性星球 Krishna Loka Goloka Vrindavan。Maharaj,
namely Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan is full knowledge, and therefore is not interested in any other planet. As indicated by the word Mat Bhakta, he fully engages in devotional service, specifically in the nine processes of devotional service: hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, serving the lotus feet, offering prayers, carrying out the orders of the Lord, making friends with Him, and surrendering everything to Him.
他完全了解那个星球，因此对其他星球不感兴趣，正如为我做奉爱服务 Mat Bhakta 一词所表示的，他完全投入到奉爱服务中，特别是九项奉爱服务。这九项服务，奉爱服务是指聆听、吟诵、吟唱、记忆、崇拜、侍奉至尊主的莲花足、供奉祷文、执行至尊主的命令、与至尊主交朋友、把一切交给至尊主。
One can engage in all nine processes, or in eight, or seven, or at least one, and that will make perfect.
人可以完全地从事这九种奉爱服务，也可以做八种、七种，或者是至少是做一种服务，而这必将会使人变得完美。
But hearing and chanting are the basis, and that's like,practically whatever other one of those we're doing, we should be chanting and hearing about Krishna.
对，聆听和唱诵呢是最基础的奉爱服务。无论我们在做其他的任何的其他的奉爱服务是怎样的，但是我们都必须要进行聆听和唱诵这两件服务。
As Bhagavad Gita says, whatever we remember at the time of death, that's where we're going to end up.So if we're always hearing and chanting Krishna, we'll remember Krishna.
因为在佛家梵歌里面说呢，我们在临终之时心里所想的就会使我们去到那里。那所以说，如果我们要是不断的去聆听、吟诵、吟唱关于 Krishna 的话题的话呢，那我们就能够记住 Krishna， 那最后就能去到他那里。
So we can, if we're hearing and chanting, then we worship Krishna.
然后我们聆听跟唱诵之后呢，我们崇拜 Krishna.
Like Krishna says, become my devotee, worship me, yamat yajina. So then,Worship the lotus feet of the Lord. Serve the lotus feet.
Like Krishna
said, prayers to the Lord. So, most people think prayer means asking Krishna for something. Give me this.
So, just like Krishna 所说的那样，我们要崇拜主，我们要。崇拜主的莲花足，并且呢向主献上祷文。但是有很多人觉得呢，向主献上祷文的意思呢是向主要提出要求或者提出问题。
They're praying to Jesus, Allah, whoever. They're asking, give me money, give me good health.
比如说所谓祈祷就是说在请求着，请你给我钱，或者给我健康的身体。
But the real devotee is just saying, "How can I serve you? Give me service."
但是，一位真正的奉献者，他在祈祷的时候呢，他祈祷的内容就是我怎么能够服务您呢？请您赐我对您的服务。
So in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in Bhagavad Gita, we have Arjuna's prayers here in this chapter. There's so many wonderful prayers then we can learn how to really pray properly.
所以说呢，在圣典伯加瓦坛里，在圣典伯加瓦坛里面，以及在伯加梵歌中，比如说我们现在所看到的，就是阿朱呢，他所向 Krishna 献上的非常美妙的祷恩。所以在圣典伯加瓦坛里面，伯加梵歌里面呢，有很多的我们可以去引以为鉴的祷恩，来学着如何以正确的心态来祈祷。
Some of the best prayers are Prahlad's prayers in the seventh canto.
最好的祷文呢是在圣典伯加瓦坛第七篇的Prahlad的祈祷这一部分的内容。
They're glorifying Krishna, not asking for anything, thanking. If we're thanking Krishna for everything he's given us, that's very good prayer.
所以呢，这非常好的祈祷就在于他是在荣耀着 Krishna。然后呢，在为 Krishna 所给予他的一切而向 Krishna 表达感恩之情。
Be thankful.
所以感恩。
Then there's serving the Lord, carrying out the orders. When we try to do that, devotees, Krishna says, chant my name, you know, offer your food to me, serve the devotees.We're doing those things.
那然后呢，就是服务主，然后呢，去遵随主所给予的训示。那作为主的奉献者呢，是试图在做这样的事情。比如说 ，Krishna 就说了，要念诵我的圣名，然后呢，要服务奉献者。Amarj, chant the holy name and serve the devotees. Anything else?
Well, so many things we get instructions, basic bhakti yoga process.
还有很多其他的我们从 Krishna 那所得到的训示，就整个的 bhakti yoga, 奉爱瑜伽的这个程序。
In our, especially read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad-gita.
还有比如说像阅读圣典伯加瓦坛，阅读伯加梵歌。
Offer everything to Krishna.Eat only Krishna prasadam, you know, complicated thing.
还有呢，就是把一切都献给 Krishna, 只是吃献给，就是供奉给 Krishna 的 prasadam.
And then making friends with Krishna, like Arjuna.
然后就像 Arjuna 那样和 Krishna 交朋友。
So, Krishna is the best friend of everyone.
Krishna 是所有人的好朋友，最好的朋友。
So devotee is also the best friend of everyone.
Devotee is also the best friend
of everyone. Trying to tell everyone about Krishna. Devotees are trying to engage people in Krishna's service. So they're
okay.
friends.
OK, 那么这个奉献者呢，由于他们努力着是想让所有的人都能够从事对 Krishna 的服务，所以奉献者也是众生的最好的朋友。
And, you know, when you have a friend, you can count on your friend to help you whenever you need something. So.
那当你有了一个朋友的时候呢，你其实是可以靠着你的朋友，能信任你的朋友，他会帮助你的。
So Krishna says, I preserve what you lack and I carry what you, no, I preserve what you have and I carry what you lack. The devotee doesn't worry. Krishna is my friend. He'll always protect me and take care of me.
对 Krishna 他就说呢，我总是会保留你所有，并且向你提供你所缺少的。所以说作为 Krishna 的奉献者，他就不会有任何的担忧，因为他总是确认 Krishna 会保护他，会为他提供他所需要的一切。
And surrendering everything to Krishna, body, mind, words, everything.
然后呢，把一切都献给 Krishna, 他的躯体，他的心意，他的话语等等一切。
The example is Bali Maharaj. He had to give up everything. He finally gave his body. He had no property left.
比如说这最好的例子呢，就是巴里马尔，巴里马尔他必须要把他的一切都给主，最后呢，因为他什么都不剩了，所以他就必须要把他的躯体也献给主。
And he kept his promise. He said he would give, you know, as much as Vamadeva could take in three steps. And when he took everything, he agreed. He didn't argue.
而且呢，他是信守诺言的。他说呢，他会给这个主 Vamadeva 在三步中所可以取走的一切。那么当他已经把所有的一切都给主的时候呢，他那会儿也没有任何的微词。
Can Xavier, you give class?
Sorry, Maharaj?
I'm just, where the temple, somebody to give the class there. Okay, next paragraph.
Okay, 我们看下一段。
The term Sangha Vargit is very significant. One should disassociate himself from persons who are against Krishna. Not only are the atheist persons against Krishna, also those who are attached to fruitive activities and mental speculation. Therefore, the pure form of devotional service is described in Jivasamrita Sindhu.
Sangha-vajitaha 一句非常的重要，应该与反对 Krishna 的人脱离关系。不光是无神论者反对 Krishna， 执着于功利性活动和心智思辨的人也是如此。所以奉爱服务的纯粹甘露之羊第一篇第一章的第十一十节中如下描述了奉爱服务的纯粹形式。
Anyabhilashita sunyam gani karmajanabhitam anukuyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uchite. Rupa Goswami clearly states that if one wants to execute devotional service, he must be freed from all kinds of material contamination. He must be freed from the association of persons who are addicted to fruitive activities and mental speculation.
圣 Rupa Goswami 说了 ，Rupa Goswami 在这节诗中呢，就非常清楚地说明了，任何想要做纯粹奉爱服务的人都必须要摆脱所有的物质污染，必须与热衷于功利性活动的心智思辨的人断绝关系。
When freed from such unwanted association and from the contamination of material desires.One favorably cultivates knowledge of Krishna. That is called pure anyabhilashita sunyam. One should think of Krishna and act for Krishna favorably, not unfavorably. Kamsa was the enemy of Krishna from the very beginning of Krishna's birth.Kamsa planned in so many ways to kill him, and because he was always unsuccessful, he was always thinking of Krishna.
当人摆脱了物质欲望和这种要不得的交往时，他就在善意的培养有关 Krishna 的知觉。这位做纯粹奉爱，这就被称为是做纯粹的奉爱服务。在 Hari Bhakti Vilas 第十一章的第676十节中说，接受有利于为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的事物，拒绝不利于为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的事物，应该善意地想着 Krishna， 为 Krishna 工作，不要心怀恶意。Kamsa 是 Krishna 的一个敌人， Krishna 一出生， Kamsa 就策划了许许多多的杀死他的方法，并因为一直没有得逞而总是想着 Krishna。
Just while working, eating, and while sleeping, he was always Krishna conscious. But that Krishna conscious was not favorable. So in spite of always thinking of Krishna, he was a demon. And Krishna at last killed him.
这样他无论是在做事、吃饭还是在睡觉的时候呢，都全面地意识到 Krishna。 但那种 Krishna 的知觉并不是善意的，因此他虽然一天24小时总是想着 Krishna， 但却被看成是个恶魔，最终被 Krishna 杀死。
Of course, anyone who is killed by Krishna gets salvation immediately, but that is not the aim of pure devotion.
当然被 Krishna 杀死的生物体呢，能够得到立刻的拯救，但那并不是纯粹奉献者的目标。
The devotee doesn't want salvation. He does not want to be even the high Goloka. He only wants to serve Krishna. That's the highest.Without thinking, I want to serve here or there. Just want to serve.
纯粹的奉献者甚至连灵魂拯救也不想要，他甚至不想升到最高的星球格罗卡稳达稳去。他唯一的目的就是不管在哪里都要为 Krishna 服务。
So this point about, you know, not associating with fruit of people.We have to understand that properly.
所以在这里面呢，所提出来这一点就是不要和那些有功利心的人联谊的这件事情，我们必须要恰当的去理解。
Because the majority of devotees, even, we have to work somewhere, we have to maybe go to school, so it will be a lot of people that are materialist, fruitive workers, sinful.
因为作为大部分的奉献者呢，其实必须要去上学、上班，要去过这个世俗的这种生活，所以有这样他就会接触到很多的物质的活动者，有就是罪恶，就有罪恶活动的这些人。
So we can't just say no. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to go in a cave somewhere. But it means we don't associate intimately. We don't join in on their.You know, materialistic lifestyle. We can associate with them for doing the work.
所以这并不意味着我们就弃世，然后我们就把自己给躲在山洞里面，不是这样的，而是指呢，就是我们不要非常亲密的和这些物质主义者在联谊。我们在跟他们在一起的时候呢，只是为了要去做自己的工作。
And many times when people see that.Someone is a devotee, but they work really nicely. They're always happy. They get interested in Krishna.
而且有很多时候，当人们在和奉献者在一起工作的时候，由于呢，他们就发现这个奉献者他做事很认真，而且呢也很好相处，所以呢，他们就会对奉献者感兴趣，所以呢，就会对Krishna知觉也会感兴趣。
Okay, next paragraph.
Shall
a devotee of Krishna is friendly to everyone. Therefore, it is said here that he has no enemy near Vaira. How is that? A devotee situated in Krishna consciousness knows that only devotional service to Krishna can relieve a person from all the problems of life. He has personal experience of this. Therefore, he wants to introduce this system, Krishna consciousness, into human society.There are many examples in history of devotees who risked their lives for spreading of God consciousness. Favorite is Lord Jesus. He was crucified by the non-devotees, but he sacrificed his life for spreading God consciousness.
Krishna 的奉献者善待众生，因此在这里说他没有敌人 Nirvairaha 这是怎么回事呢？满怀 Krishna 知觉的奉献者知道，只有为 Krishna 做奉爱服务，才能够解除人生的一切问题。他对此有切身的体验，因此想要把 Krishna 知觉这门科学介绍给全人类。至尊主的奉献者冒着生命危险传播对神的知觉的实力，在历史上是屡见不鲜的。最受喜爱的例子是耶稣基督。他被非奉献者钉在了十字架上，为传播对神的知觉牺牲了自己的生命。当然，以为他，sorry，Marge，I done。
king. It would be superficial to understand that he was killed. In India, there's many examples. Hardas Thakur, Prahlad. Why risk? Because they wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, and it's difficult. The Krishna conscious person knows that if a man is suffering, it is due to his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna.
当然，以为他被杀害了的想法是非常肤浅的。在印度同样也有很多这样的例子，例如Haridas Thakur 和 Prahlad， 他们为什么要经历这样的危险呢？因为他们想要传播 Krishna 知觉，而这是很困难的。
So, Krishna conscious person knows it. Therefore, the highest benefit one can render to human society is relieving one's neighbor from all material problems. In such a way, a pure devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord. Now, we can imagine how merciful Krishna is to those engaged in his service, risking everything for him. Therefore, it is certain that such persons must reach the supreme planet after leaving the body.
有 Krishna 知觉的人都知道，一个人受苦的原因是他忘记了自己与 Krishna 的永恒关系。因此，一个人对人类社会最大的贡献就是把他人从所有的物质问题中解救出来。纯粹的奉献者就是这样为至尊主服务的。现在我们可以想象 ，Krishna 对那些尽心尽力的为他服务的人是多么的喜爱，不容置疑。这些人离开躯体后，肯定会达到至高无上的星球。
So in the verse it says, one is friendly to every living being. So how can we do that? You know, but that means we're thinking, how can I somehow engage this person or this animal or anything in Krishna's service?
在这个诗节里面呢，就提到了。是做众生的朋友，对众生都很友好。那么如何能够做到这一点呢？那也就是说，一个人他要时刻想着如何能够让身边的所有的人、所有的生物体，包括动物啊，包括鸟啊，如何去从事对 Krishna 的服务。
The devotee has no enemy. That's the name of Yudhisthira, Ajatashatru.He has no enemies.
所以奉献者呢，他是没有敌人的。比如说像 Yudhisthira 王，他就有这样一个名字 Ajatasutish， 就是他是一个没有敌人的人。
So we can say, well, you know, Duryodhana hated Yudhisthira. He was very inimical. Then you say he didn't have enemies.
那我们可以说这个 Duryodhana 他其实是非常的恨 Yudhisthira 的，他对 Yudhisthira 是充满了敌意的，但是我们怎么会说 Yudhisthira 王他是没有任何敌人的呢？
But Yudhisthira didn't think of himself as an enemy. He thought everything is Krishna's, under Krishna's control.
但是呢，这 Yudhisthira 王他并没有把 Duryodhana 认为是他的敌人，因为他觉得所有这一切全部都是在 Krishna 的控制之下的。
Mundane politics and education is always teaching who is my friend, who is my enemy.
那这世俗的政策、世俗的教导呢，总是在告诉我们谁是我们的朋友，谁是我们的敌人。
I don't know.In America, they're always talking about some countries are enemy. We have to look out. Now they forget about all that. Now they only think about the virus as the enemy.
那比如说像美国，他们总是会在想着谁是他们的敌人，然后呢一定要非常的小心。但是现在呢，大家已经把这事儿都给忘了。现在大家只觉得这病毒是最大的敌人。
But a devotee doesn't see like that. A devotee just sees everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. They're acting in different ways.
但是呢，奉献者的思维不是这样的。奉献者是想的，所有的这一切都是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。不过大家呢，是在以不同的方式在行动。
So by doing whatever we can to spread Krishna consciousness by distributing prasadam, books, the holy name, whatever, that's being friendly to everyone, trying our best.
所以说呢，我们以各种各样的形式去传播 Krishna 知觉，无论是我们是派书啊、派发圣名啊，还是派发 prasadam 呢，其实这都是我们竭尽全力的在向所有的人示好的方式，也就是说呢，对所有的人都表示友谊之情的方式。
So, the last paragraph.
最后一段。
In summary, the universal form of Krishna, which is a summary temporary manifestation, and the form of time which devours everything, and even the form of Vishnu, the four-handed form,All have been exhibited by Krishna. Thus, Krishna is the origin of all these manifestations. It is not that Krishna is a manifestation of the original Vishwarupa or Vishnu. Krishna is the origin of all forms. There are hundreds and thousands of Vishnus, but for devotees, no form of Krishna is important, but the original form, two-handed Shamsundar. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated thatThose who are attached to the Shamsundar form of Krishna in love and devotion can see him always within the heart and cannot see anything else. One should understand, therefore, that the purport of the 11th chapter is that the form of Krishna is essential and supreme.
总之 ,Krishna 的宇宙形象是一个短暂的展示,吞噬一切的时间形象。甚至四谛 Vishnu 的形象都是由 Krishna 所展示的。因此 ,Krishna 是这一切展示的源头而不是原始宇宙形象 Visvarupa, Vishnu 的一个展示。Krishna 是一切形象的来源 ,Vishnu 有成千上万个。但对于奉献者来说除了 Krishna 的原本形象两臂的 Shamsundar 形象其他的形象都不重要。Brahma Samhita 中声明以爱和奉献眷恋着 Krishna 的 Shamsundar 形象的人总能够在心中看到他而看不到别的。因此要明白第十一章的要旨是 Krishna 的原本形象是最重要的是至高无上的。
That means Krishna that we know this.
那就其实那就意味着是 Krishna.
Gopal, Gopinath, Govinda, not Krishna.
Gopinath Govinda, 这是 Krishna 的原本形象。
So, and the holy name of Krishna is also the same. The name, the form, the pastimes are all equal.
但是 Krishna 的圣名也是同样的。那 Krishna 的名字、逍遥时光和他的形象都是相等的，没有区别。
And Rupa Goswami explains that the holy name is more merciful than the form.
是的 ,Rupa Goswami 他解释说呢 ,Krishna 的圣名比他的形象要更加的仁慈。
Even though you know, we rejected the form of Krishna, we come to the material world, he still comes as his holy name and gives us a chance to associate.
因为这个人他拒绝了 Krishna 的形象。然后来到了这个物质世界，那么依然他还是能够得到这个圣名，然后以通过念诵圣名那种形式和主得到联谊。
So we pray. We should. I try to pray that someday I can really understand that when I'm standing, if Krishna is actually there, he's appearing in the form of the holy name, and we can chant love.
所以呢。所以呢，我们要祈祷的内容就是，我们有一天终于能够明白 ，Krishna 他就是在那儿的，他是在这个圣名的形式下存在在那里的。当我们明白了这一点，我们就可以怀着爱去念诵了。
And be grateful and thank Krishna for kindly appearing like that.
而且当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们就可以满怀着感恩之心。 然后非常的感谢 Krishna 能够以这样的形式而存在和显现。
And then when we, you know, when we realize how much mercy, then we want to give it to others.
而且当我们真正的意识到在这里有多少仁慈的时候呢，我们就有内就愿意着把这样的仁慈传递给其他的人。
So what he realizes is there's no one disqualified by how sinful or how fallen or anything. It doesn't matter because Krishna is so merciful. He can lift anyone out from the mud of the material world.
而且呢，我们也就意识到了，其实并不能够因为某一个人他是如此的堕落，或者是做了这么多罪恶的事情。而没有资格去接受到 Krishna 的圣名，因为 Krishna 他是如此的仁慈，他是可以把所有的人给拯救出来，并且把所有的人都能够提升出这物质世界的泥潭的。
So that ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，这样。所以呢，这样就结束了 Bhaktivedanta 对圣典波迦梵歌第十一章宇宙形象所做的阐释。那他所做的阐释呢，是非常的美妙的。
So now let's see if there's any questions.
Yes, there are. 所以我们现在来看问题了。第一个问题是来自于喜宝妈特吉的问题。顶拜孤乳，请问当无神论者的亲人离开躯体的时候，若不能够用圣水、圣泥、圣水冥想以羊脂甘露洒净的形式冥想亡者得到恒河水的净化呢？得到恒河水的净化？对不起，我再念一遍啊。在 Krishna 知觉里，亡者要去世多久才能够挪动他的身体，为他更换衣服呢？我知道佛法的临终关怀是24小时之后才能够挪动亡者的身体，不知道 Krishna 知觉是怎样的？感恩。OK， 我觉得我明白是这样。Maharaj, Shri Balmaji's question is like this. She's saying that when the family member of the devotees who him or herself is not a devotee who is an atheist, when this relative left his or her body, is that okay? We're not using the holy water or the tulasi leaf to clean his body, but just meditate that we are using the Ganges river, Ganges water, Ganges gel to smear on his body to purify him or her. And also, in Krishna consciousness, it needs take how long after the people dead, after the death of the people, then we can move the body of this person and started to change the clothes for this person, because I know that according to the Buddhism philosophy that we cannot move the body until after 24 hours, so I'm not so sure what the rule like in Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Marge, you're there?
Marge 掉线了。哦，回来了，回来了。
When I get cut off, now I'm back.
Yeah, but did you hear the question?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay, well, the Marge's question is that when the atheist relative left the body, and if it's not okay,to use the, if it's okay to meditate that the relative has been purified from smearing the body with the Ganges River, and also like place a tulsi leaf.
Yeah, if you can't actually do it, if you can't physically do it, you can, you know, do it by meditation, manasa puja.
Hmm. Actually, do it. You mean smear the body with the Ganges River and also
if you can actually, if you can actually physically put Ganges water in tulsi leaf, that would be perfect.
If you
physically can't be there.
Yeah. And then you can meditate. Yeah. Yeah. 那么这个西方的第一个问题，故事是这么回答的，就是如果要是奉献者和这位无顺论者的这个死去的这个亲人，如果当时要是在一起的话呢，那就不用冥想了，直接就把恒河水和拖拉西叶，如果要是能够来擦拭这个亡者的这个身体和放在他的这个身上的话。 那这对他是非常有益的。但如果要是这位奉献者没有和他的无神论亲者在一起，那么他可以通过冥想来完成这件事情。我不知道这样回答是不是回答了您的这个问题啊。So then the next part of her question is that it needs to take how long for the body to be moved after the body after the soul left the body. Because according to the Buddhism philosophy that the body needs to be weighed for 24 hours before the body can be cleaned and also dressed. So I don't know what's the policy like in Krishna consciousness.
I don't know exactly. I think we have to go by the local ideas, you know. So generally in Vedic culture, you want to do it right away, you know, very quickly, and even burn the body the same day that that the soul leaves. But we can't always do that for many reasons.
Okay. 说实在的，我是不是特别的清楚。 但是我觉得呢，应该是按照当地的习俗来做。那通常来说，就是如果按照韦达文化来讲呢，是在灵魂离开躯体之后，是应该立刻去为他沐浴更衣，甚至于在这个就这个亡者死去的这当天，就应该把他的躯体火葬掉。但是呢，由于各种各样的原因呢，很多时候是不能够这样去做的。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj 翻译和主持。要旨中总是提到要重返家园，回归守神。我们也总是鼓励奉献者这样做。但是主宰Tanya的八训规的第四条又说，Manjana Mani Jami Svari，我愿意一世复一世。 我愿意反复的投生，只给我服务做就行，只给我服务做就行。貌似回归家园并没有那么重要，也不是最高的，服务才是精髓中之精华。那为什么还要反复的强调回归家园呢？谢谢 ，Mar thank you very much. In the purport of the verse of today, it has been repeated to mention that we need to go back to home. We need to go back to the Godhead. We need to go back home. And we always encourage the devotees with the statement. However, in the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sri Sri Astakas, the fourth item, it is said that I want to tie a life after life to come back again, only for rendering the service to the Lord. So it seems that go back to the Lord, go back home, is not that important, and also is not the most elevated state. It seems that rendering the devotional service, that is the essence of the essence. So why we still, you know, repeatedly to emphasize that we need to go back home, go back to the Godhead. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, one thing is that rendering pure unalloyed devotional service is back to Godhead.
那其中一件事呢，就是向主从事纯粹的奉爱服务这件事本身就是回归受神。
But for us, you know, we need that to keep in mind that we want to go and be with Krishna, and then he can engage us in whatever way he wants.
那么对于我们来说呢，我们就必须要想着我们要回到Krishna那里。 因为这么想着以后呢，那Krishna他就可以让我们以任何一样的方式去从事他想让我们做的活动。So
we need to, you know, Prabhupada, one devotee said, Prabhupada, I want to come back for another birth and distribute your book.
然后有一位奉献者曾对于沙发爸爸说呢，说沙发爸爸的，我想再回来，然后呢，回来再。
And Prabhupada said, no, that's a nice idea, but don't take another birth. Too dangerous.
沙发爸当时就说，这想法挺好，但是呢，不要再回来了，因为这太危险了。So,
like Lord Chaitanya is stating, like the most elevated, highest thing.
但是Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他所阐明的是最崇高的一种境界。So,
you know, even though I may not be able to go back to the Goloka, let me always engage in your devotional service.
真的，也许我可能没有办法回到格罗克文大本，但是呢，也要让我永远的从事对您的奉爱服务。And
that's really the same.
而这其实是一回事儿。So
it's, you know, these things are difficult sometimes to understand.
那有的时候呢，看起来好像挺难理解。
Simultaneously one and different.
因为这是记忆记忆。
Alright.
Okay. Then the next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. 不自愿臣服是物质的疾病，可是像巴利大军那样臣服是九项奉爱服务中最难做到的，如何做到呢？现在做不到该怎么办？怎么活动？ 需要时间。 We don't feel like to surrender. Actually, that is a material disease. However, for the surrender mood as Pali Maharaj, that is the most difficult one among the nine devotional process. How can we actually do that? Right now, at this point, we cannot really do it. So what to do? What is the right way to act?
We can't really do what?
I think what he is asking is how to surrender. What to do to surrender, to actually surrender as Pali Maharaj.
Well, always chant the holy name.
总是念诵圣名。
Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Mad Yaji Mam Namaskaru. Become my devotee, think of me, offer, you know, worship to me, bow down to me.
成为我的奉献者，总是想着我，顶拜我，并且崇拜我。
And then there's always in chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita, verse number 5.
在博迦方歌的第十五章的第五十节里。
Those who are free from false prestige.
那些摆脱了假名望。
From illusion and bad association.
假虚幻和不好的联谊的人。
Who understand the eternal.
了解了永恒的人。
We're finished with material lust.
不再有物质色欲的人。
And are freed from the dualities of happiness and distress.
并且摆脱了苦乐的二元性的人。
They know how to surrender to the Supreme Personality of God.
那像这样的人呢，他们就知道如何向至尊人格守身皈依。
Fortunately, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, and if we're just chanting the holy name regularly under the direction of the spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya accepts that as surrender.
那其实我们是非常的幸运的，因为如果我们要是在灵性导师的指导下去有规律的念诵圣名的话，那 Krishna, 就Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他就会接受我们以这样的形式的皈依。
And that includes, you know, following the regulative principles, and that's surrender. Giving up is, you know, the growth.
Okay, 那这里面呢是也，那其实这里面也包括就是我们去遵守规范原则，以这样的方式呢去放弃我们的感官享乐。
Cooperating with the spiritual master, cooperating with Krishna, that's surrender.
和灵性导师之间的合作和 Krishna 之间的合作，这些都是皈依，这些都是 Bhakti。
Not speculating about what is spiritual, but taking, you know, giving, taking the knowledge from Krishna and giving that same knowledge to others.
不会去心智推敲的去想什么是灵性的，什么是物质的，而只是去接受由 Krishna 所给我们的知识，并且把这知识再传递给其他的人。
So it said that preaching is, you know, Bali Maharaj's example, you know, preaching means that we're using everything for Krishna. All our energy, all our abilities, all our speaking, whatever we do, we're trying to teach others. That's real surrender. But any service, doing any service, giving up our, you know, mundane sense gratification and prajalpa, everything, it's all part of surrender.
那其实巴利马尔是他所给我们展现的这个例子，就是把所有的一切都奉献出来，然后去以这样的方式去以身作则的去教导他人，这是一个皈依，这就叫皈依。但是呢以任何的形式在所进行的这个奉爱服务的活动其实都是皈依。
Okay, I hope that helps.
我希望这个对您有帮助。The next question from Sri Gandharvika Devadasi Mataji. 顶拜 Guru 听后受到很大的启发，面对新加入 Krishna 知觉的人，因受到物质污染，对朋友一词很轻视，因为对朋友的概念并不清楚。请求 Guru 给我们再深入的讲解一下真正的朋友的这个概念，帮助我们理解。谢谢您。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. After hearing your lecture, I feel I'm very inspired. I'm very much inspired and enlightened. However, when we meet the newcomers who are just joining the Krishna consciousness, because they are still contaminated by the material contamination,I mean, because they are still influenced by the material contamination, they are not really have a profound understanding for the word of friend. They are even kind of dismiss the word of friend. Is that okay for you to elaborate a little bit more about the real understanding for the genuine friend? Say a little bit more about what is friend.
A friend is, many descriptions are given.
关于朋友呢是有很多的描述的。
Devotee is friendly to everyone. That's something.
奉献者呢对所有的人都很友好。
A friend accepts you for what you are, whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, you know.
作为朋友呢，他会接受你的一切，无论你是处于好心情啊，还是处于坏心情啊。
Whether you're very rich and you're giving them all kinds of things, or whether you're suddenly very poor and you don't have anything, they still stay your friends.
无论你在富有的时候，你可以向他们提供一切，或者是当你突然变穷了，什么也给不了的时候，他们依然把你当成是朋友。
There's some definitions I just looked up. You have a natural bond of affection.
所以呢，就这个朋友呢，他是指他有一种非常自然的自然的感情的联谊的感情的连接。
Someone who protects you and helps you no matter what.
就无论怎么样，这个人他都会帮你，会保护你。
He'll always do what's good for you.
而且呢，他也总是会为了你的利益着想。
Always, you know, like that.、Always.
就是像这样。
Not just a fair weather friend, they call it, when things are very good, you know.They like you, but when things go bad, then.
对的，并不是说是一些酒肉朋友，只是就是当你春风得意的时候呢，他们就喜欢你；可是当你倒霉了呢，他们就离开你了，不是这样的。
So it's very, you know, we have to understand that Krishna is the real friend.
那我们必须要理解 ，Krishna 是真正的朋友。
There's one song was very popular when I was young.
在我还是一个小孩的时候呢，有一首歌非常的盛行。
Said when you have money, your friends come around.
这歌是这么唱的：当你有钱的时候呢，你的朋友们都来了。
You're very popular.
你特别的时候，大家喜欢。
Everybody wants to act like your friend.
所有的人呢都想跟你交朋友。
But nobody loves you when you're out, when you're down and out. When you don't have any money, when everything goes wrong, suddenly nobody cares about you anymore. So those aren't real friends.
但是呢，当你倒霉了的时候，当你破产了，没有钱的时候呢，突然之间大家都不会再把你当成朋友了。所以这样的朋友呢，就不是真正的朋友，他不会是真正的关心你。
Of course, generally, you know, your friend, you have similar interests. You like to do the same thing, so you can, you know, play sports together. You can talk about philosophy together, whatever your interests are. You can practice cooking together and teach each other. You know, you can help each other.
那通常来说呢，就这朋友之间，他们实际上是有这种很有趣味相投的这个地方，比如说大家可以一起玩球，然后呢一起聊天，一起讨论政治，然后一起这个一起烹饪，然后呢一起学习。
And like Lord Chaitanya, he had friendly relationships with all the devotees in Chaitanya Lila.
在 Chaitanya Lila 中呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和所有的这些奉献者们就有很好的友谊之情。
And you can read in Nectar Devotion about all Krishna's different kinds of friends.
而且呢，我们也可以通过奉献的甘露的阅读呢，来了解 Krishna 各种各样的朋友。
Okay.
Okay.
So be a friend.
所以呢，让自己首先要让自己。所以首先让自己变成一位朋友。The next question from 小小仆人，感恩咕噜，感恩所有的奉献者们。生物体根据其业报得到了不同种类的躯体，不同的躯体呢会有不同的活动的倾向。通过不断的学习，虽然知道应该尽可能要多做奉爱服务，但是世俗的事物、心意的不纯净和自身的活动倾向总会影响我做服务，时常感到力不从心。应该怎么做才能够克服自己不好的活动倾向，多做奉爱服务呢？Mahar, thank you very much, and also thanks for all of the devotees. The living entity based on the karmic reaction to obtain different type of body.And different type of body will have different inclination for the conducting activities. However, through the continuously study, now I understand that we do need to render devotional service as much as we can. However, because I am still influenced by the mundane chores,And also, my mind is still not very pure. And also, I am also kind of influenced by all kinds of personal activities. All of those are the obstacles for me to continuously, smoothly to render the devotional service. And sometimes I feel quite tired. I don't think I have enough of energy of doing all of the service. So, how can I conquer all of the obstacles, especially from myself? And in that case, I can actually to do more devotional service. So what to do? Thank you.
Associate with devotees who are doing that. Pray to Krishna to help you. Basic things.
那作为一个主的奉献者呢，就是您应该向主祈祷，并且呢，祈祷主能够帮助您。
Okay.
That's it. Amar, that is that's it. So just pray to the Lord.
Yeah, we have, that's the essence. Whatever technique we try to use.Without praying to Krishna, begging Krishna, please help me, we won't get very far. That's the real thing. We have to finally realize, I need help. And Krishna, please help me. I want to do this. I want to serve you better. And please help me. And he'll always help you somehow to keep trying.
这个实质就是说，无论我们有任何的技术或者我们有任何的方法想要去为 Krishna 做服务，如果我们要是没有向 Krishna 祈祷的话，其实我们是走不远的。所以说呢，我们要不断的要向 Krishna 去祈祷，那么 Krishna 他就会不断的去帮助我们。
And thank Krishna, and thank devotees, you know, for whatever they're doing. Thank Krishna for all he's giving and all he's given. And
而且呢，还有呢，就是要谢谢 Krishna, 并且要感恩为我们能够做到的任何事情，向奉献者感恩。以及为我们能够做的事情来感恩。
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, 非常感谢。然后 the next question from 阳光灿烂，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，谢谢翻译，谢谢您，一切都是 Krishna 的安排，我们只需要遵循主的安排去服务所有的大众，是不是就可以了？还是只服务 Krishna 的奉献者呢？Amar, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Everything is the arrangement from Lord Krishna. So if it's right that we just follow the arrangement and do whatever the service we can do to everyone, including everyone, or we only render the service to the devotees of the Lord?
Well, we render different kinds of service to different kinds of people.
那么我们对于不同的人做不同的服务。
So, advanced devotee sees everyone as a devotee, but they've forgotten, they don't, you know, they can't, they think I'm something else.
那么因为这个非常精进的奉献者呢，他们会把所有的人都看成是主的奉献者。只不过呢，就是这些人他们忘记了自己是主的奉献者，所以呢去忙活别的事儿去了。
So the Sankirtan movement is to serve everybody, to try to think how can we spread Krishna consciousness to all the people that have forgotten Krishna.
对呢，这个 Sankirtan 运动呢，它其实是服务所有的人的，就是在想着如何能够让这些忘了 Krishna 的这些人能够重新的去从事对 Krishna 的服务。
Okay, but we want to serve devotees in, you know, different, sometimes devotees, we have to serve them, you know, personally, cook for them or something. But ultimately, we want to, everyone is a devotee. We think how to serve everyone. That means we spread the holy name.
对，但是对于奉献者来说呢，有的时候我们可能对他们要进行一些更具体的、更亲身的服务，比如说为奉献者做一顿饭啊等等。但是呢，终极来说呢，所有的人都是奉献者，所以呢，我们就要服务所有的人，而且我们要想着怎么去传播圣名，以这样的方式去服务大家。Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Any more?
Yeah. No, that's everything.
Okay. 谢谢。Soyo rong yao gui yu ju wi fong du fong jue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Okay, we'll see you Wednesday.
Maharaj, here's one more question from Chandra Velasini Mataji. 请教 Guru, 依附 Krishna 的不同程度是不是对 Krishna 的爱的程度的体现呢？感恩您的仁慈。My question is that, if the, you know, the level of the attachment to Lord Krishna showed from the degree of the love to Lord Krishna, the degree of the attachment showed from the degree of the love.
Yeah, they go together.
是的，是这样的。Means,
but
more.
Love is a little higher. Love means we want to give. We want to. Someone may be attached to Krishna, but just asking Krishna for things. Love means we just want to serve Krishna and ask anything from Krishna.
Okay,
but they go together. They work.
Okay,
if you love someone, you'll be attached to that person. That's it.
对，爱和依附呢，这两件事情是相辅相成的。你要是爱某人呢，你可能也就会很依附他。但是呢，这个爱要比依附要更加的高一些，因为爱也就意味着我们是想要去对 Krishna 服务。可是依附并不一定。依附呢，你是可能会向 Krishna 去要求一些事情，但他们俩是连接在一起的。And the next question from 李丽萍，感恩 Guru 和翻译，谢谢您，感恩所有的奉献者们。如果在困难时期忘记了去祈祷，是不是意味着掉进了 Maya 里，忘记了 Krishna？ Maharaj, thank you very much, and thanks for all the devotees.And if in the difficulties, when we are in the difficulties, we forgot about prayer, is that means that, At that moment, we are falling into Maya. And at that moment, we forgot about Krishna.
Yeah.
是的。
Okay.
Okay.
So let's try to remember Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Association with devotees is most important. When we're with devotees, we want to be friendly and work together. How we can serve Krishna in whatever way we want to serve Krishna.
那所以说呢、
okay.
我们呢这个要努力的通过念诵圣名来记住 Krishna， 而且呢就是当我们在和 Krishna 在和奉献者在一起的时候呢，我们要大家一起合作，总是要使劲的想着怎么能够一起更好的服务 Krishna。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Rama. Thank you very much Jai Shane.
谢谢大家，谢谢 Mara.
Tomorrow is Ekadasi, and then Sunday is Vamandev's appearance day. Very wonderful day. So、
uh-huh.
I hope we all have a nice festival. And we can,、the prayers of Vamandev are very, very wonderful instructions. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
明天呢是艾卡达西，礼拜天呢是主瓦曼的 Dave 的显现日，所以呢这是一个非常美妙的日子，所以我们要用这一天好好的向主瓦曼的 Dave 祈祷。Hare Krishna。瓦昆塔之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感谢咖啡川日玛尔给我们的精彩讲述及对所有的问题的耐心的解答。感恩萨提玛给我们安排的这样的好的平台，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，感谢大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中呢度过一个很美妙的周五。 Hare Krishna。